Live life by choice, not requirement. There's only one way to get there from here. Be the resource your community needs. Welcome to the Relax, I Got This podcast and start crushing it with your tribe with host Robin McCoy. Here's your host.
Hi, I'm Robin McCoy, Texas realtor and tribe builder. Welcome to Relax, I Got This, crushing it with your tribe, where we share real talk about building business and life relationships. As a Texas realtor, I'm in the unique position to meet and know so many different people in a wide range of industries. These people are my tribe, and I leverage them not only to help my business, but to help theirs as well. And we are here, again, part two, because we got going so much on part one, and I still have a lot of questions. So we're here with Mike Finney of Neighborhood Solar, and we're talking about solar energy.
Yes, we are.
So yeah. In the previous episode, so if you're just catching this one, you're going to have to go back and find the other one. But we talked about just kind of the savings, and we talked about being a homeowner with it and the different options and being a commercial build. You know, if you own a building or you own a business and how that can, you know, really benefit your bottom line. I think one of the questions we talked about this, too, is about the lack of education. So since electricity or energy is not something I can literally hold in my hand, can you explain a little bit about how, you know, you say we build up this energy from the solar panels, you run everything during the day so you can use as much as possible, and if you have too much, it goes somewhere and then you can use it at night and then I got lost.
No, I mean, and it's funny that you mentioned that, the education and just like how it all works, because I mean, it's a leap of faith when you're doing something that you don't quite understand. And I took that leap of faith, you know, as knowing I was going to get into this industry and knowing I wanted to learn more about it. And really when it came full circle for me is when I started seeing those non-bills come through. So about a month after install, I get my first bill, and you know, it's sitting there at zero or $10 is the finance or the monitoring fee,
right,
from Encore. So once I started seeing that, okay, this stuff really works, and then as I grew in my career and I started noticing that I'm selling to more and engineer types and more CPAs. I sell to CPAs all the time. I've got many CPAs on my team. People that know about like how the tax credits work.
Right. And
how
the math of it all.
And the math. And electrical engineers that wanted to put their own system in and tried, but my system was actually less expensive than them trying to do it themselves, even though they wanted their hands in every piece of it.
They did.
Yeah, it was, you know, but that's the kind of vindication that this stuff is. So I grow more and more confident in those 2 years, you know, and now I'm talking to big, you know, Fortune 500 companies or those types, you know, with big, massive deals. So it's those. People aren't investing $19 million in solar for no reason. You know, banks aren't putting solar on their properties for no reason. It's not all about the tax credit, because we've sold to companies that can't get the tax credit. So, but to kind of go back to your original question, how does the energy move? Right now in Texas, very few will purchase your extra energy. So it's your solar professional's job to make sure that we get you as close to 100% offset without going too far over that.
Okay.
Unless you specifically want to, like just say, I don't want a bill anymore. You know, I don't care if it's winter, summer, I don't want a bill.
And I don't care if
if I'm paying extra for panels because of it.
Okay. So, or if, and I don't care if they get my energy and
extra, and
I get nothing for it.
Right. Yeah. Which is, I always try to advocate, like, listen, let's shoot it a little bit low so that we're not overproducing, and then, you know, maybe you'll have some small bills, but at least you're not paying on three panels that they're reaping the benefits of,
right,
them being the utility. So there's a lot of trying to figure that out, and that's why actually in your profession this is really important, and this is something I do. I've onboarded with over 9 companies. I'm still working with 9 solar companies, and a lot of them will teach you how to estimate, and I'm doing air quotes as I do this, how to estimate somebody's energy that has just purchased a home. I always tell people, if you have just purchased a house, you don't need solar right now. Give it 3 months. Let me get 3 months of your particular usage.
Because you use
you're different. Your family's different.
Before there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we can estimate it. But that's all it is, in my opinion, is a salesperson guessing so that they can we can get close. But they're trying to get your business as quickly as possible. I don't have quotas. I own the company. Well, my wife owns the company. But we don't have quotas. I don't care. And I've got a really good story about that. And it saved the customer 5 panels. So it saved him, probably thousands and thousands of dollars over the course of his loan.
Right.
So, and it's just because he was willing to wait 3 months that I was the only one. He said how refreshing it was that I was the only one that told him, why don't you hang tight? There's no reason. Like, I'll get you this quote and then just send me your bill the next couple of months. And that's exactly what he did. And we felt confident in what he got. And it's working perfectly. So
I buy my house, I can get an estimate from you and then I can say, let's go 3 months. And then you can look at it in 3 months and you could say, you know what? Yeah. I was real high on that estimate.
Yeah. Yep.
Or we used what the previous seller, had. And
yeah. My math isn't great.
You know?
But these computers and these systems are very sophisticated. Yeah. But they're also, in my opinion, they will rather over than under because people are going to be, as it pertains to solar, they're going to be happier if they just don't have a bill. Even though they're actually paying on 2 or 3 panels that they shouldn't be,
yeah.
Then if they get a bill and they were promised that they wouldn't, or if they, these systems, I think, kind of leverage that and just like extend it and increase it. And there's guaranteed production associated with the contract as well, which like this year, there's no shading, no clouds, no rain.
Yeah.
So we're overproducing, but.
Overproducing, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I guess as an individual, right?
Yeah.
So I have a house, mm-hmm. and whether it's 2,000 square feet or 5,000 square feet, you have a certain amount of energy that you're going to use, right? And you have the right number of panels and all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
So what does it mean to overproduce, and what's the ramifications of that?
So overproducing, or let's say that you're using 12,000 kilowatt hours. You're guaranteed to produce 12,000 kilowatt hours a year by your system size. So overproduction would be like this year, like it's producing more because there's, so it's going to get you closer to 100% offset, even if we built it at like 89% offset.
Okay.
So an offset is like, let's say we build your system at 12,000, but you actually, all your bills indicate that you're using 13,500. So we build it at 12,000, knowing that you're probably going to produce more because they build those algorithms and they guarantee it. So meaning that they're looking at 30-year weather patterns. So they're kind of saying, okay, if you're going to put my feet to the fire, I'm going to have to owe you money or put on another panel. I'm going to make dang sure that I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be lowballing where I'm going to be producing. So you're going to, I can look at it from a outsider's perspective and just seeing so many different companies and how they operate. And I can say, okay, if they're saying that you're going to produce 12,000, you're probably going to be about 13.5.
So you're going to produce 13.5, not use 13.5.
The usage all comes from your bill, your specific bill. So.
Okay. We're going to get to that other side of that in just a second. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back to Relax, I Got This, Crushing It With Your Tribe on the OBBM Network.
Be the leader you know you can be. Build your professional network and access education that takes you where you want to go. We are women of all ages and backgrounds. You deserve national recognition and opportunities to build relationships with people you want to work and grow with. Hit the ground running with the Charisma Chapter of the American Business Women's Association. Meetings each month from 6 to 8:30 p.m. on the fourth Tuesday in Farmers Branch, Texas, and online. Come with us. Experience ABWA for yourself. Go to charisma.abwa.org to learn more.
Every business needs a dependable junk hauling service to keep their property clutter-free. Call 630-470-8307. Junk Luggers offers a wide range of eco-friendly residential and commercial junk removal services to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. Book your no-obligation estimate with Junk Luggers today. Banks and credit unions have unique junk, and Junk Luggers knows the business. Professional organizers, senior living communities, we're helping everyone clean up and start new. If you're redecorating, remodeling, or getting ready for new tenants, Junk Luggers will donate, recycle, and do our best to keep it out of the landfill. Call 630-470-8307. That's 630-470-8307 today.
Still doing your own audio and video media?
If you're creating your own video series, TV, podcasts, and ad files, you're not focused on your business.
Your community needs you to keep being awesome while professionals take care of audio and video details.
Bet you didn't know your show could have a studio audience with Q&A.
And applause.
Take your TV and podcast show to the next level. Focus on managing the business end of your inner celebrity.
Get over here to the OBBN Network Studios at Grace Point Media in Farmers Branch.
Discover three state-of-the-art television studios,
two podcast studios equipped for multiple participants and audience guests.
OBBM Network Studios at Grace Point Media is the highest level of set direction, audio video production quality, network programming, and broadcasting for your business.
Your message could be in front of people you want to reach right here in DFW and beyond.
Call 214-714-0495 to talk through your ideas now. 214-714-0495. It's time to make media work for you.
All right, welcome back to Relax, I Got This, Crushing It With Your Tribe, where we share real talk about building business and life relationships. And we're getting into now into the nitty-gritty with Mike Finney of Neighborhood Solar and about kind of just the, I guess, the math of it and the production and what that means and how it works. So help me out, because I mean, using, you know, using real simple terms, if I produce 100 of something, what does it mean if I use, you know, 90 of it or 110 of it? How does that equate to solar energy?
So if you're, let's say you produce 100 and you only used 90, it's not like T-Mobile rollover minutes yet. Okay. Your utility is going to just say, thank you for that 10.
Okay.
Okay. And that's how it is now. It's not going to be like that forever because it's theft. That's against kind of the rules.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long they can get away with that, but and then let's say, and then the other shoes on the other foot, you produced 100 and you use 110. Solar is going to take care of the 100, and then you're going to still be subject to that bill for the 10.
Because you went to the grid.
Yeah, for that 10.
You went
10.
To the utility for the other 10.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yep.
Now, you said something in the break about a battery. So what does that mean?
So, and this is why, some of the other reasons that you might have heard negative feedback about solar is it doesn't work during blackouts. And that's 100% true. It doesn't work unless you have a battery. And batteries are they don't actually help your return on investment. So a lot of people don't kind of shy away from it because it doesn't look as sexy if I show you, okay, you're paying $200 now, but we can, for the same $200, I can get you a battery. It looks sexier if I can say, hey, for 100, I can get you solar for 130. So they won't even kind of talk about batteries and give people the option. It, through my every single of my proposals, whether it's commercial or residential, I always mention and bring up batteries. And I also mention that without, if you get knocked off the grid, you will not have power if you don't have a battery. So I personally have a battery, and what that does is a battery storage bank. I have access to, you know, many different battery types, but basically your solar puts bunch of energy in the morning into your battery. Usually I knock mine up to about 30% and keep it 30% full. Then it starts going back to my house and my meter. So about by 9:30, my battery's already charged up.
In the morning, 9:30 in the morning.
In the morning. So, and then at night, when I'm not obviously producing any more energy, now I'm drawing from my over credits that I had sent to the utility company during the day, because during the day you're producing a lot more energy than your house
needs.
But
you'd
needs.
Only use the 90, right. So now you're using that other 10 at night.
Well,
in that very simple.
Yeah, kind of. So you're producing so much energy during the day, and it's going back to the utility, and they're storing it for credits. Okay, so, and then at night, when you're no longer producing, you're calling upon those credits. And through that process, that's called net metering, and we can get you to 100% offset. If you have a battery, it, depending on your roof, sure. like, you know, it, and I won't even, you know, if we can't get you at a reasonable offset, then it's probably not worth it to go solar. But that's what, that's another hole we can go down. But a battery stores, you know, let's say it can go up to 80-90% full, and that will get you several days of storage. All right. One battery backs up three components or six components within your house. So switches on your switchboard. One battery cannot back up your AC or heater. So you need three batteries in order to do that. So it's just, you know, for batteries, it's depends on what your needs are. Is it your forever home? Are you out in the country where you're getting blacked out two right. times a month?
Right.
Do you have medical equipment that you cannot afford to be, go without? Do you, I mean, I've got a ranch that, you know, their livelihood lies in two freezers and they get knocked off the grid and they have a generator that's shoddy at best. So they're, you know, with solar, they're getting these batteries and they're never going to have to worry about those refrigerator freezers, big freezers, yeah. freezers with a bunch of animals in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know, can, I know. You can send your complaints to info@mikefinney.com.
Yeah, exactly. No, but you know, if it's your business to keep something alive or working,
powered up.
That's what we're going to talk about. So well, pool pumps.
I think the key is, just like with me, everybody is different. Every individual, every business, every house, every usage is going to be different, and so. You can't sit here today and say, I can get you to this or that.
Right.
Because you don't know who you're talking to or what their circumstances are.
Exactly.
And I think that is, you know, I've always said, just ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. You know, my husband is not a question asker. He's like, quit asking so many. I'm like, no, because I don't know the answer
right.
yet.
Yeah.
And I don't know what decision I want to make. And mm-hmm. I won't know that until somebody answers my question.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, because right now we are in Texas. I don't know where everybody hears this, but we are in the DFW area of Texas. About 2 years ago, Texas had a very unseasonably cold February, and our power grid, which is not attached to the rest of the United States because we're Texas, failed. And that's the nice way to say that. Yeah. It froze. It mm-hmm. failed.
Yeah.
Now, today, we are on our 10th day in a row of 100-plus temperatures. It's not going to change anytime mm-hmm. soon. Mm-mm. And our power grid is, I mean, we're getting notices every day that says, you know, reduce.
Turn up your thermostat.
Yeah. Make it 80 in your house and don't do laundry and clean your dishes.
Right.
So, obviously, our grid is unstable at best.
Turmoil. It's in turmoil.
Yeah. So, let's talk about that a little bit. How, mm-hmm. if I were on solar, what would that mean for me? How does that help my neighbors who stay mm-hmm. on the grid?
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
if I'm solar and my neighbor isn't, does that, because I'm not using it, does that help them?
You're taking the power into your own hands for your own house. So you're helping the environment, and you're helping the, not only the nature environment, but you're helping the environment as it pertains to ERCOT and generation and needs, because you've just taken your family and yourself, your stamp off, because now the sun is providing all the power that your house needs.
Right.
So, and as far as, you know, the ERCOT and, you know, blackouts, it's going to, I know that was a once in, you know, 100-year storm what was it, a couple Februarys ago?
Yeah.
Once in a 100-year storm. But as far as the blackouts, you're going to see more and more and more. As more people move here, as more vehicles go to electric, it's going to be, it's California has rolling blackouts, you know,
yeah.
and it's, we're seeing more growth. I mean, our growth is ridiculous and
yes.
it can't keep up, you know, so, which I, you know, I love the growth. I love the opportunity in Texas, but, solar isn't going to solve the problem. They need nuclear. They need
right.
wind. They need to expand our grid. They're putting so much money into our grid, and they should.
We're unique. Yeah. The state of Texas and the way we have our energy grid is unique to most, the other, you know, every other state in the union.
Yeah, yep.
So we're in a unique situation that is going to get worse.
Yeah, it is, no doubt about it. It's going to get, you're going to have more blackouts, things to deal with. Solar is a way to keep your power on, keep, you know, if you have a battery. And it's also a way that you're just producing your own energy. So you've take yourself financially away from needing to rent it, and then gives you the peace of mind knowing that, hey, if these things go off, I've still got my battery. And my pool's still going to keep running, even in the cold or whatever it might be.
All right. There's so much. I mean, we could keep doing this all day, but I know you have someplace else to go. So we're going to wrap this version of this up. So anything else that maybe I may have missed that we should touch on?
I just wanted to say, so our company, we're not the door knocking on your door. You know, I don't want something from you. We go to our, you know, our neighborhoods that we've installed in. We provide community events, bring our bounce houses. It is neighborhood solar. Like, we're doing a lot of commercial stuff, but our name and our core is neighborhood solar. We want to bring people out to talk to them about it. We want to give you something, information, some hot dogs.
Or, hey, you bring know, me a hot dog exactly. and we can have a conversation.
Exactly. So that's, you know, I nothing against door knockers or anything like that, but it's more like, hey, I'm presuming that you need to know what I have to say. And while I want people to hear what I have to say, because I do find it so interesting and I know that it can benefit the mass, you know, that is Texas and actually across the country. But, you know, I want to provide that information to people that want it, not, you know,
on their time, not yours.
Exactly. So there's bad connotations with any industry. I'm very confident because of my structure and the unique brokerage model that apples to apples will beat any quote. So kilowatt to kilowatt, I'm 100% confident in that. So,
all right. Well, then how can I call you and invite the conversation?
So 940-331-8092. Ask for Mike or Amanda. Probably Mike, because Amanda sees the phone ring and she's like, here, take it. I'm not wearing my makeup. I'm like, it's a phone call.
Yeah, but it's a whole thing about I'm not in my work mode what it is. It's just about work mode.
Yeah.
So, well, Mike, thank you again for being here. This has just opened up kind of this, I don't want to call it a can of worms.
Pandora's box.
It is a Pandora's box. It's a lot of questions, you know, that I think in our current situation, particularly here in Texas, that, you know, maybe people need to at least investigate and get their own knowledge about it and not listen, again, to Uncle Bob's cousin's brother's neighbor's sister.
Right.
So thanks again for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
As a Texas realtor, I have the unique opportunity to meet great people in a wide range of industries. If I can help you with any of your real estate needs or if you need the services of those in my tribe, please reach out. Check out all the show notes for information on Mr. Mike Finney and Neighborhood Solar and how you can get more information on that. Who you're in business with matters. Thanks for dropping in. Come back and hear us again on Relax, I Got This, crushing it with your tribe.
You've been listening to the Relax, I Got This podcast with Robin McCoy. To become a member of Robin's tribe or find out about guest and sponsor opportunities, call 214-226-3770. For DFW home sales information, go to robinmccoyrealty.com. Relax, I Got This, crushing it with your tribe, is produced for the OBBM Network and available wherever you're listening to podcasts. Unauthorized use of the Relax, I Got This podcast or the OBBM Network podcast brands are strictly prohibited. Call 214-714-0495 for permission requests and program information.